Hello, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the lesson. And remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice it. If you love this podcast, consider becoming a patron. Your donations help keep them coming and are greatly appreciated. To give, simply click the red button that says Become a Patron or Patronage. Your one-time gift or your monthly gift of $1, $5, $10, or $25, or whatever you desire, will be greatly appreciated. I want to give a shout-out to our monthly donors that help support this podcast this month: Mary Meachelstein, Colin Melissa Johnson, Michelle Schilling, Deanna Caraway, and those who have also given gifts: Laura Jane Elder, Lori Milton, Lisa Davis, Fran Hulse, Linda Force, and Joanne English. We now have listeners from over 9 countries across the world. My heart is to share my life experiences and stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday lives through my real life experience with Him, and to share His Word. I want people's hearts to be encouraged, healed, set free, and strengthened. I have chosen not to charge for podcasts, as I know some cannot afford it, and yet I trust God to speak to those that can. Also, if you enjoyed today's message, click the like button or leave a comment. I love hearing from my listeners. Thanks again for joining us, and if you'd like to contact me, you can email me at kathleenmaxwell1@gmail.com and check us out on Facebook at The Gathering Kerrville. Have a great day. Hello, friends, and welcome to The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. I am so glad that you joined me today for this episode, which is titled, When Things Do Not Go As We Expect. And let me just begin by praying. Father, thank you so much that you're with us in the ups and downs of life. And Father, when things don't turn out as we expect, God, it doesn't surprise you. And you are always right there with us. So help us to see things from your perspective. And I ask that you speak to the hearts and minds of each one listening, and let us all hear what you're saying to us personally. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, not long ago, I had several friends just within the same week. I had like 3 different friends within the same week that went through some difficult and unexpected times in their lives. And to look at these things from the natural perspective, they look pretty devastating and were obviously very difficult. My heart went out to my friends. And I, too, have had my share of things happening unexpectedly, and all of a sudden your life has shifted, and what do you do? And maybe you feel like that right now with COVID-19 and, you know, the pandemic that's all over the world. There's a lot of difficulty that this has produced and a lot of unexpected circumstances. And yet, I just want to encourage you, because in the situations I've had in my life previously, those challenging places were where I found God's faithfulness and where He was really right beside me. Now, I had heard that God is with us since I was a child, when I was 10 years old, and asked the Lord into my heart. But it wasn't until I really went through some difficult adversity that it became real, that He really was with me, and I had that experience with God. And I firmly believe that God wants to be a part of our everyday life, wherever that is, at the grocery store, at work, stuck at home, in your marriage, in dealing with COVID-19, or any other major crisis you may be experiencing. And one of the big keys I have found in these times of adversity is just keeping my heart fixed on Him and my eyes on Him. And so right now, I want to ask you a question. How many of you can say that you've had a lot of unexpected things happen this spring? It's springtime here in Texas, and I know that we have experienced a lot of uncertainty with this pandemic. So perhaps you can relate. I just want to say that God is not into social distancing from us. He is right there with us, like I said before. And in all of this, I feel like he just wants a greater relationship with us. And it is a prime opportunity for each of us to draw closer to him and be conformed to his image. So let me encourage you, don't waste this time and don't waste this trial. And one of the big things, and you may, if you're taking notes, you may want to write this down, that I think that is important is, what does God have for me in this season right now with this pandemic and job loss and sickness and death and just isolation at home, and we can't do the things with friends and family that we want to do? What does God want to work in you, and what does he want to work out of you? And I don't know what it is for you, but maybe for you, it's practicing your peace during a stressful time. I know I've had an opportunity to do that. Or perhaps he wants to use this time to really strengthen your marriage. Maybe he wants to be your healer. If you're battling COVID-19 or some cancer or any other illness, perhaps he wants to reveal who he is as your dependency shifts to him and you depend on him. Or maybe he wants to be your comforter. Perhaps you've lost someone, and I know what that's like after losing my husband and mom and dad all in a short time period. Maybe he wants you just to connect with your kids. Or perhaps you're a widow or widower and you're living alone and you're lonely. And I certainly know what lonely days are because I was widowed at 49. For me, I think one of the things God is doing is allowing me to move at a little bit slower pace and give me some rest. And I've also had just an opportunity, I think, to tend to some things that I needed to do. And with all the different things that were on my plate, found myself moving from one thing to the next. So in this pandemic, I think he's given me an opportunity to just slow down a little bit. It's also given me an opportunity to connect with my adult kids more and spend more time with my husband. And I've even cleaned out some drawers, believe it or not. I still have a bunch to go. But anyway, but I want to share with you just some things that helped me when the unexpected happened in my own life. If you've been listening to my podcast, you know that I lost my husband, who was 52, and a picture of health, and he got a very rare cancer. And so that was a suddenly, all of a sudden, when the unexpected happened and the doctor says the cancer word, your life shifts. I also had another big project I'd been working on for 3 years, and it was a big capital campaign. And right before the grand opening, 3 days before the grand opening, my grandson was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And I dropped everything to go down and be with my daughter and her new baby and her husband and just help them navigate during that time. And it was a real time of having to depend on God to work things out to get this grand opening going. And so it was neat to see how he did that. And then another unexpected thing that happened in my life was 6 weeks after I lost my husband, my dad was put in a Texan heart hospital with a 90% blockage. So that was a big suddenly and shift. And there have been other things, from crisis at work to, my goodness, recently I've gone through some remodeling challenges. And yet, in all of these unexpected things, as I have committed them to the Lord and asked for his perspective, my heart could be more at rest, and I've encountered God in some amazing ways. And so that is one of the benefits that I see, is when we commit something to the Lord, then our heart can be at rest. And right now, with what's going on, we have a business that's tied to the oil industry, and not only have we been battling the pandemic, but oil being lower than it's ever been in, I think, history. And so there's a lot of different things right now that I'm having to just commit to the Lord. And I came across a scripture that I had read years ago, and I want to share that with you. It's Proverbs 16, verse 3, and it says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans." And then in the King James Version, it says, "Commit thy works to the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." And then I love the Passion Translation. It says, "Before you do anything, put your trust totally in God and not in yourself. Then every plan you make will succeed." And right there, when we take something that concerns us and we just make the verbal declaration, "God, I commit this to you," it establishes our thoughts. It establishes our plans. I think it connects us with God because we're giving Him whatever we're looking at, whether it's the day or the vacation or how to navigate in times like this. And so, like I said, the big benefit is when we do that, I know for me, my heart is much more at rest, and I quit trying to strive so much in my own energy and my own ways. The word commit means, if you look it up in the dictionary, one of the definitions means to transfer something to. I'm going to say that again. The word commit means to transfer something to. It also means to pledge or bind to a certain course. And I think when we commit our day, our problems, our frustrations, our marriage, our kids, when we commit those things to the Lord, we transfer it to Him. And we can bind ourselves to Him, which is a wonderful thing to do because then our load isn't as heavy to carry. And I want to just share with you a little story because it's a cool one. Just how I committed my day to the Lord. And then when the unexpected happened, just how there was a shift and what God did in it. So my husband and I went fishing. We were planning a trip to go to the coast and go fishing. And a couple of days before that, I serve on a local board in town. I'm the vice chair. And the president of the board said, "We need to have this meeting. We've got to get this decision made now. And can you be on this? Can you be at this meeting?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, can I reach you by phone?" I said, "Well, if I'm in cell service," I said, "I'm going fishing, but, you know, I will try to get a hold of you at this time so I can make the conference call and be a part of the decision." And anyway, we're on the boat and we've got the guide, and I put down my rod and reel and told my husband, I said, "I need to get on this call." And he goes, "You mean you're going to put down your rod and reel right now when we have an opportunity to catch fish?" I said, "Yeah, I am." I said, I made this commitment. And so I did. Well, that particular morning, I had gotten up to pray and I was reading this scripture. And so I said, "Lord, I commit my day to you." And, you know, having a conference call in the middle of a fishing trip was not really what I had planned. It was unexpected. So, but I had done that. I committed the day to the Lord. And anyway, I got on the conference call. We made the decision. I got up, got my rod and reel, began to cast it. And when I did, I sent it going one direction. But I'm telling you, that bait and my line went a totally different direction. It certainly wasn't what I had tried to do or expected to do. It went like 180 degrees the other way. And as my bait hit the water, I said, "Well, that didn't go as I expected. What a waste of time." And I no longer had said that and started reeling to correct it when all of a sudden my rod began to bend and I had a hit and I set the hook and began reeling, and oh my gosh, it took me 20 minutes. I'm telling you, I had to walk around the boat twice. 20 minutes to reel in that fish. And it was a short version, it was a 40-inch redfish, which is apparently quite a catch. I'd never and still have not ever caught anything that big. But what I thought was a disappointment and an inconvenience turned out to be very profitable. And so that's what I'm praying for you and for me in this pandemic, is what has turned out to be unexpected and certainly not planned will be very profitable in all of our lives. Psalm 37 verse 5 says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this." When we don't know what to do, and even when we do know what to do, committing our way to the Lord, again, can bring peace to our hearts. And so I want to challenge you that in your morning prayer time or whenever or whatever you're putting your hand to and whenever you pray, to commit it to the Lord. And then it just helps us to find the adventure in the day. I know I've had I'm a list person. I make my list of what needs to be done. And then at times God brings somebody across my path that I need to pray with, or I need to encourage, or I need to spend time listening to. And in all of these things, when I've committed my day to the Lord, then it makes it much easier at the end of the day to say, well, I may not have gotten this checked off on my list. However, I felt God use me in this area to speak to somebody. And you know, Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path." And I firmly believe, and I've seen it happen over and over in my life, that when I look to God to direct my path, He does that. He does that. And another, you know, quick story of just common things that happen in everyday life that turn out to be just huge blessings. We were traveling one time with another couple, and that morning I had specifically prayed, you know, "God, I commit today to you. I commit our travel home to you." And we got to the airport. We had some challenges getting to the airport, and when we arrived, we had like missed our opportunity to get on the plane by like 3 or 4 minutes. It was really disheartening, but we were delayed, and so we had to wait for another flight, which meant we spent 4 more hours in the airport. And when we got on, we weren't all able to sit together. We were traveling with another couple. And I sat down, and as we were flying back, this young girl turned to me and told me her name and just began talking. And that whole 3-hour flight, I was just able to share with her about the Lord. She knew the Lord, but was looking for a deeper relationship with Him. And I was able just to share some of my life stories that were pertinent to her and what she was dealing with. And that unexpected delay in us getting to the airport led to a divine appointment with that woman that I will never, never forget. And so I just challenge you to give your day, commit your day, commit your situation to Him when the unexpected knocks on your door. And then it allows you to go on a treasure hunt to find Him in those situations and makes it a lot more fun. See, faith and trust are outcomes of taking the Lord's hand and walking with Him, because life doesn't always make sense, but we can have fun in the journey, even with the unexpected, when we walk with Him. And so just going back to some of the adversity that I faced, losing my husband to cancer became one of the biggest learning opportunities in my life. And I learned so much how to trust the Lord with finances and saw God in amazing ways. Most of all, I learned that He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And that's given me an unshakable confidence in whatever trial I face in life, knowing that God's right there with me and just seeing His power to redeem and restore. And I'm remarried now. I've been remarried now for 7.5 years. And in the situation with the grand opening project, my grandson that was diagnosed with type 1 is now a healthy 6.5-year-old little boy and doing quite well. And my project went without a hitch, and the grand opening was a big success, as I had committed it to the Lord. And my dad, that was put in the hospital with a 90% blockage in his heart, actually lived another 3 years. So those were just some huge blessings that I've experienced in my own life. And you know, I just encourage you, whatever it is you're facing right now, today, to just pray that simple prayer. God, I commit it to you. I commit it to you. And look, these are awesome opportunities for us to look to the Lord. Look to Him for our financial provision. Maybe you've lost your job in all of this, but God could give you a job that's even better. It might be you go through a step or two to get that, but I have seen in my own career path that everything has been a stepping stone for the next place that He wants to take me. And He has so much in store for us. So don't waste whatever circumstance you're in right now. Keep committing it to Him. And think of that, transferring it to Him. It's like transferring money from one bank account to another. Whatever it is that you're struggling with and it's not quite adding up, transfer that to the Lord. And as I wrap up, I just want to give you four things just to do in this time period. Number one is commit each day to the Lord. Start your day out like that. When you face something else throughout the day, commit that to the Lord. And when things don't go as you expect, you have a prime opportunity to trust God more. So practice your trust. Declare it out loud. Lord, I trust you. I commit this to you and I trust you. And sometimes when days are particularly stressful, we have to do that several times that day. The third thing is ask God to open your eyes to see what He wants to work in you and out of you in this time. What is it He wants to do in your life? He's not just up there wringing His hands because we're down here having a pandemic. He knows exactly where we are, and He is right there to walk with us through it and to show us things from His perspective. So, and that's always a brighter perspective usually than what we're looking at. And then ask Him to show you where He is in the middle of your unexpected. Ask Him to just open your eyes and show you right where He is. So, as we end today, I just want to say again, thank you so much for just spending time with me and listening to this podcast. I'm just excited now because we have, as of today, we have listeners listening from 19 different countries, and that's exciting to me because I'm just an ordinary Texas girl and love just walking with God and sharing that with others. So let's pray. Father, I just thank you for your love for us. I thank you for being with us and for God, that we're not forsaken. Sometimes it looks like we're forsaken and it looks so difficult. We wonder how we're going to get out. But Lord, I thank you that you are totally confident in your ability to restore and redeem every situation we face in life. And so open the eyes of our understanding. Help us to see everything from your perspective. And help us, God, to just step in to your gentleness and your kindness, because you're a good, good God. And I just pray just for those right now that are battling COVID-19 or cancer or any other illness. I just speak peace and rest to their families and just pray your healing over their body, even now, even now. And Lord, I just pray for finances, Lord, that you would restore and redeem finances, that people would see how you are their provider in the midst of where it looks like there is nothing. And I ask that you bring even better jobs to those that have lost jobs. And I pray for the widows and widowers that are listening, God, that you would just, Lord, delight their hearts. And let this be such a special time with you. And just bring others, Lord, to call, to email, to connect with them, Lord, in ways that will bless their lives. Thank you so much for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.